Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Well, thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Edward Looney and delighted to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass today from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass today in person. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day, for your Sunday obligation. Behold, now she follows the Lamb who was crucified for us. Powerful in virginity, modesty, her offering, a sacrifice on the altar of chastity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The Lord be with you. Well, today we remember the Carmelite nun, St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross. Let us call to mind our sins now and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and to you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. God of our fathers, who brought the martyr St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross to know your crucified Son and to imitate him even until death, grant through her intercession that the whole human race may acknowledge Christ as its Savior and through him come to behold you for eternity, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. The Lord God said to me, "As for you, son of man, obey me when I speak to you. Be not rebellious like this house of rebellion, but open your mouth and eat what I shall give you." It was then that I saw a hand stretched out to me, in which was a written scroll which he unrolled before me. It was covered with writing, front and back, and written on it was lamentation and wailing and woe. He said to me, "Son of man, eat what is before you. Eat this scroll. Then go, speak to the house of Israel." So I opened my mouth, and he gave me the scroll to eat. "Son of man," he then said to me, "feed your belly and fill your stomach with this scroll that I'm giving you." I ate it, and it was as sweet as honey in my mouth. He said, "Son of man, go now to the house of Israel and speak my words to them." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. How sweet to my taste is your promise. How sweet to my taste is your promise. In the way of your decrees I rejoice as much as in all riches. How sweet to my taste is your promise. Yes, your decrees are my delight. They are my counselors. How sweet to my taste is your promise. The law of your mouth is to me more precious than thousands of gold and silver pieces. How sweet to my taste is your promise. How sweet to my palate are your promises. Sweeter than honey to my mouth. How sweet to my taste is your promise. Your decrees are my inheritance forever. The joy of my heart they are. How sweet to my taste is your promise. I gasp with open mouth in my yearning for your commands. How sweet to my taste is your promise. Cleanse my heart and my lips. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a child over, placed it in their midst, and said, "Amen, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever becomes humble like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father. What is your opinion? If a man has 100 sheep, and one of them goes astray, will he not leave the 99 in the hills and go in search of the stray? And if he finds it, amen, I say to you, he rejoices more over it than over the 99 that did not stray. In just the same way, it is not the will of your heavenly Father that one of these little ones be lost." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. For the words of the Gospel, may our sins be wiped away. Well, really, a few lines of our readings today stand out as we think about Saint Teresa Benedicta of the Cross. Maybe you better know her as Edith Stein. And so in our gospel today, for example, we heard that these children have angels in heaven that always look upon the face of my heavenly Father. This is kind of the foundation for the notion of guardian angels. And I would say that Edith Stein, Saint Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, that she was led throughout her life by the angel that was given to her by God, that her guardian angel was there by her side. And then also, how sweet to my taste is your promise. We repeated that several times as each verse of the psalm today was only one sentence or so. And how sweet to my taste is your promise, while calling to mind that promise of eternal life and the sweetness of that place that God one day will call us and give us a home at. When it comes to Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, there's one thing in particular that stands out to me, and it was a number of years ago now that I was reading in that little Magnificat periodical, and they had the description about Edith Stein, and it's something I've just never forgotten. And it was that Edith Stein was this, she was born of Jewish ancestry. She then goes off to the university. She begins to study philosophy, and in her pursuit of philosophy, kind of renounces belief and becomes an atheist. So she's a Jewish atheist now. And then she came to a point, though, where she asked a very important question in her philosophical studies. She said that there must be something that eternally endures. And then she realized that it was faith. And it was faith in God. And it was ultimately the Catholic faith. And that's something that's always stuck with me, that something must eternally endure. Now, I live in the state of Wisconsin. This is where we're celebrating Mass today. And today is our primaries for the upcoming election. And I used to, before I was a priest, work with different political campaigns and such. And so I always remember it kind of as my Edith Stein moment, that I was there one night after the election was over and watching the results, And I said to myself, there has to be something that is more lasting than this type of work. And then that was when I realized it was the priesthood. It was serving God in the church. So I've often described that as my Edith Stein moment. Now, when she became aware of this realization then, she started to look at the different denominations out there. And so she said this about the Catholic Church. I noticed people would go there to pray when there wasn't a service. In the days of open churches where you could just meander in and pray there. And she was tremendously impressed by that. And she figured that if people were going to this church any time of the day to pray, sure, they could pray at home, they could do whatever at home or pray wherever they wanted, but they were going to the church to pray, that she thought that was worthy of investigation. Now, our Protestant brothers and sisters, sometimes they go off to their church and they'll have Bible study on Wednesday or they'll have some sort of event, but it's not going there just to pray as she was impressed by. And so that's what we do. And here at Relevant Radio, there's Eucharistic adoration throughout the day. In your parish church, you can, maybe if the doors are open, you can go in and you can pray there any time of the day. Maybe you go there to light a candle for a loved one, a family member who is sick, or to offer a prayer of petition for someone in need. You can go there, you can pray, because the presence of God is in that place. As we go to the church, we realize the sweetness of Christ's promise. He said, I would be with you until the end of the age. And truly, he's with us in the Blessed Sacrament that we receive. He's with us in the Blessed Sacrament that we adore in the monstrance. He's there in the Blessed Sacrament, reposed in the tabernacle when we enter the church to pray. Saint Edith Stein, Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, I think, can make us aware of how her angel guided her throughout her life to go from Judaism to atheism, to Catholicism, to becoming a Carmelite nun who would then ultimately die in the Shoah or in the Holocaust. And then we can see in her also then that things eternally endure, that in our life we begin to work and strive toward the things of heaven. It's why we come to Mass during the week. It's why we stop into a church to pray. It's why we listen to Catholic radio, because we realize what's important in our life. May Teresa Benedicta teach us these things today. Together now we can lift up our voices to our Heavenly Father through the intercession of the saints. For our Holy Father and all priests, that through the intercession of St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, they will inspire us to be fearless in taking up our crosses for the sake of the world, we pray to the Lord. For an increase in holy vocations to the priesthood and religious life, we pray to the Lord. For all people, that like Edith Stein, they will seek and be led to the truth of Christ and his church, we pray to the Lord. For our nation, that we may elect and appoint leaders who will seek to do God's will for our society, we pray to the Lord. For those who are suffering from illness or tragedy, that God will give them peace, strength, and faith, we pray to the Lord. For all those who have died, especially for the repose of the souls of Herb and Cyrilla Royce, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. And we pray for our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all of the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them. We pray to the Lord. O Lord our God, we ask that we might be strengthened this day by the prayers of St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross. May her life and her example inspire us to strive toward heavenly realities through Christ our Lord. Amen.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life. By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. With humble spirit. Wash me, O Lord, from my iniquity. Cleanse me from my sins. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hand, for the praise and glory of his name.
May the offerings we bring in celebration of Blessed Teresa Benedicta win your gracious acceptance, O Lord, we pray, just as the struggle of her suffering and passion was pleasing to you, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It
is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For in the marvelous confession of your saints, you make your church fruitful with strength ever new, and offer us sure signs of your love, and that your saving mysteries may be fulfilled, their great example lends us courage. Their fervent prayers sustain us in all that we do. And so, Lord, with all the angels and saints, we too give you thanks. As in exaltation, we acclaim, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope and David our Bishop and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the Blessed Apostles, with Saint Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, may we merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. The Lamb who is at the center of the throne will lead them to the springs of the waters of life. For those of you watching or listening, this would be a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish, my Lord, to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. Body of Christ, the body of Christ, the body of Christ, the body of Christ. Thank you. Let us pray. O God, who bestowed on Blessed Teresa Benedicta a crown among the saints for her twofold triumph of virginity and martyrdom, grant, we pray, that through the power of this sacrament, that bravely overcoming every evil, we may attain the glory of heaven through Christ our Lord. Well, thank you for joining us for Mass today at Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at the same time, noon central. And be sure to join Father Rocky tonight for the Family Rosary Across America at 7 p.m. Central. Stay tuned, because up next is Cale Clark with The Faith Explained. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go forth. The Mass is ended. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and the snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. O Lady of good health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.